You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. With the legislative session starting to wind down, the atmosphere is intensifying at the state capitol. Democrats who lead the legislature are facing pressure from all sides to deliver on legislation that they campaigned on. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Governor Andrew Cuomo began the week with a news conference about measures focusing on four women's issues that he says need to be done before the session ends. The governor is seeking passage of an equal rights amendment for women in the state's constitution, strengthening the state's anti-sexual harassment laws, and extending the state's statute of limitations for reporting some rape crimes, which are among the shortest time limit in the nation. And the governor wants to mandate that women in New York receive equal pay for equal work. The measures are even more important, he says, now that the federal government, led by President Trump, is moving to take away women's rights.
New York should set the national standard for women's rights.
Spokespersons for the Democratic-led Senate and Assembly say they do not oppose any of the bills. But Cuomo says he won't be assured of the legislators' support until they actually vote on the measures. And the governor, who has had an antagonistic relationship at times with the left of his party, says lawmakers who say they are progressive cannot claim that title unless they act on the measures.
Progressive is not a lapel pin. Progressive is not a word that you can use to define yourself in a political campaign. Progressive is what you did and what you do and what you accomplish. You want to be a progressive? Achieve progressive results.
At the news conference, Cuomo confirmed that one item pushed by progressive groups, the legalization of marijuana for adult recreational use, is not likely to happen this session. Both the governor and the Senate sponsor of the bill say the Senate does not currently have the votes to pass it. Cuomo, who has intervened with lawmakers in the past to get key items like gay marriage and gun control approved, says this time, though, he does not think his influence would help.
I don't think it is feasible at this point. I don't think it matters how much I push in 11 days. I think when the Senate says we don't have the votes, I take them at the word.
Despite that, Cuomo says cannabis legalization remains one of his top 10 priorities for the end of the session. Those remarks angered pro-legalization groups who say they are looking for leadership in state government. Stanley Fritz with Citizen Action says he's disappointed.
The governor said at the beginning of session that he had a 100-day plan for marijuana legalization. Well, we're past the 100 days. You can't just say you're going to do that then decide to fall off because, you know, the wind blew left today.
Cassandra Frederick with the Drug Policy Alliance says it's not just the governor who is at fault. She says Democratic leaders in the Senate and Assembly haven't done enough either.
The issues that we're putting to the forefront right now are not a suggestion. They are a demand from our communities that we have waited for a very long time for this progressive blue wave, and we expect results.
The group say they plan several days of intense lobbying at the Capitol between now and the end of the session. They also want New York City's rent laws renewed, strengthened, and expanded to other parts of the state, an end to solitary confinement in the state's prisons, and action to combat climate change. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.